Thank you and good afternoon. At around 8 o'clock this morning, the Eureka Police Department received a 911 call from an anonymous person threatening that there was going to be a massive shooting in town. Officers responded to the source of the call, which came from a payphone in the 800 block of 4th Street, and at just before noon, officers were able to track down 54-year-old Bobby Watt on F Street. According to Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, the threat was not considered serious, and Ladd apologized for making the call. He was taken into custody. This morning, the California Highway Patrol responded to Highway 101 and found a 21-year-old man who was lying unresponsive with life-threatening injuries. At just past midnight, the Highway Patrol responded north of the Eureka Slough Bridge and found the victim on the left shoulder of the road with a major head injury. There were no other vehicles or witnesses on scene, and the victim was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The CHP and the Eureka Police Department are working together in the investigation, although it's unclear how the victim sustained his injuries. Dan Squire has news out of Congressman Jared Huffman's office.
Congressman Jared Huffman has introduced a bill, the West Coast Protection Act, that would permanently ban oil and gas drilling off the California coast. It's the second time Huffman has brought the bill to Congress, and he said in a statement that our coastal communities, local economies, and fragile ocean ecosystems cannot afford another disastrous oil spill, referencing the 1969 spill off the coast of Santa Barbara. A companion bill was introduced in the Senate, and Huffman has asked President Obama to issue protections for the Pacific Ocean as he did for the Atlantic last month.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing later tonight at the Board of Supervisors chamber in Eureka as they discuss the rezoning of the Southern Humboldt Community Park. 80 acres could potentially be rezoned from exclusively agriculture to public facility zoning if the Planning Commission recommends approval to the Board of Supervisors. Residents can provide testimony at the hearing, which begins at 6 o'clock this evening. And for more information, you can contact officials with the Planning Commission. A hazardous weather warning has been issued to the North Coast as weather conditions and frosty temperatures are expected to continue into the weekend. A hard freeze warning has been issued for tonight as temperatures are expected to drop in the lower 20s and around 30 degrees on the coast. Motorists are urged to drive cautiously as wet roads could freeze overnight. A series of winter storm systems with moderate rainfall is expected this weekend as well. Residents are also reminded that a full-lane closure on Maple Creek Road in Corbell will be in effect tomorrow as road crews remove debris from a recent slide. The closure will be in effect from 9 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. After receiving numerous calls from residents in the area, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a reminder that the first 5 miles of Titlow Hill Road from Highway 299 is private property. People who have been looking to recreate in the snow have left trash or have damaged property in the area. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. More than 20 PG&E work crews have been working throughout the day to restore power to more than 2,400 customers in the Hoopa, Willow Creek, and Orleans areas. A transmission line along Highway 96 was out of service yesterday, which left more than 4,500 customers without power, and that transmission line came back online by 5 a.m. this morning. Power has been slowly coming back to the remaining customers throughout the day, but full power for all residents affected should be back by later this evening. The Humboldt Bay Harbor District will consider an application from Young Oyster Farm, which has planned a new oyster bed on 64 acres of the Humboldt Bay. The location is in the northeast corner of the bay, where Kumamoto oysters will be farmed, a location that the company considers appropriate for cultivation and which is a part of 200 acres owned by Young. Additionally, the company has proposed that 22 acres of tideland near the site be permanently conserved, where no shellfish culture or other commercial activities would be permitted. The Harbor Commission will discuss the matter at its February 23rd meeting, and the draft proposal will be available for public viewing at the Harbor District website. On Wednesday, charges were filed against 57-year-old Mark Oliver Roerig of Crescent City for sexual acts committed against a child under the age of 16. The incident occurred at his Crescent City home last Monday, and Roerig, who is currently being held in Delmar County Jail, pleaded not guilty. A preliminary hearing has been set for January 17th. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.